Continue our coverage here of Rutgers Basketball Media Day. Eddie Kalecki here with one of the newcomers for Rutgers Basketball, but he's a veteran on the college basketball world, Noah Fernandes. How are you enjoying your time at Rutgers so far?
I've been having so much fun, man. You know, the guys are great. Coaches, the staff is great. Just, you know, city, everything. You know, I've been having a good time, working real hard. Definitely the best decision, you know, I've ever made, for sure.
Dylan Allen here, what's it been like trying to almost find your place or fit in with this group of guys, a lot of which have kind of already had the camaraderie and that background? You know, what's it kind of been like for you trying to adjust to some of these relationships, making new relationships as well?
Yeah, I think the cool thing about our team is that, you know, everybody brings something different to the table, and we're all willing to learn and listen to each other. So, you know, for me, it hasn't been tough trying to fit in because, you know, these guys accept the new guys that come in, and that's, you know, the culture that Coach Pikes has created here. You know, not a lot of schools, you know, you get that kind of welcoming feel too. So, you know, I really do appreciate that, honestly, because being in my last year, you know, it's kind of tough having that kind of fifth year stigma around. But, you know, I'm here to win and here to compete. And, you know, these guys welcome me in, and I couldn't ask, you know, nothing more real than that, for sure.
Is there anything different here at Rutgers that you've seen that maybe you didn't expect coming in?
Oh, yeah, you know, kind of everything was eye-opening for me. You know, I've never been around these type of resources ever in my life, so a lot of it was still eye-opening, and I'm still getting used to it.
And so even because it's your fifth year, you know, do you still find yourself kind of having a leadership role? There are some younger guys on this team, and, you know, was that something that Coach Pikel, when you eventually transferred here, was that something in the cards? You talked about getting a leadership role, because, again, you are a fifth year, so is that kind of been something that's been tossed around, and are you kind of finding yourself becoming a leader, having 5 years of experience in college basketball?
Yeah, I definitely think, you know, everybody can lead in some way, you know, and I think specifically with Derek and J. Mike, you know, I've been playing for a while now, and for them, all I try and do is lead by example, come in with a positive attitude, you know, have some fun, because I think, like I said last time, was the stuff flies by, you know. Just yesterday, it seems like I was a freshman at my first media day. So these guys, you know, I just try and tell them, enjoy it, you know, tough days, good days, try and have some fun, and that's all I'm trying to do this year. Obviously, you know, we want to win, we want to compete, but, you know, I'm here, have a good time, and, you know, definitely win a lot of games.
Who are some of the veterans that you've really gotten the chance to bond with, connect with, and look up to?
Oh, yeah, you know, all the old guys, you know, Dre, Oscar, Cliff, you know, it's you know, Mo. It's been great, you know, getting with them, because they've been here for a while, and they helped build the culture with Coach Pikes, and, you know, to kind of feed off of them and pick their brain a little bit on how everything's been the past few years, and, you know, what they had to do to prepare themselves for this year has been great.
So how was the summer trip? You know, you guys went to Senegal. Where else did you guys go?
Portugal.
So, I mean, how much, well, first of all, seems like a lot of fun, but, you know, being able to go out there with your guys, tight-knit group like that, you know, how big of a factor does that play in kind of forming these relationships? And just for you personally, you know, how much fun did you have, and, you know, what did you gain from that?
Yeah, it was great. You know, Senegal, you know, it was really fun, but at the same time, it was really eye-opening, you know, just to see those people and how much they're struggling. And Portugal was, like, gorgeous, you know. It was super, super fun time. But for me, you know, after practice and lifting everything, I go home right to the baby, so I don't really get to spend time with these guys. So that trip for me gave me time, you know, to spend time with them off the court, and it meant a lot to me to be able to do that.
And what's it like having a baby, you know, being able to balance life on the court, at home, you know, what's that been like for you, especially now moving schools as well?
Yeah, it's a tough adjustment, you know. I'm sure any parents would say having a child is probably one of the toughest things you ever do, but, you know, it's, I think, like people say, you know, God gives toughest battles to the strongest soldiers, and, you know, I think I just try and have a positive mindset with that kind of quote right there, and, you know, every day try and just attack it in a positive way, and, yeah, that's, I mean, I guess that's the only way for me to kind of explain my adjustment to that, for sure.
So, new experience now, going to be playing at Jersey Mike's Arena, raucous environment, going to be a lot of fun. What are your expectations for that? Looking forward to getting to play in the Big Ten.
Oh, man, get it rocking, man. I can't wait. I played, you know, at UMass. We didn't really have the best crowds, but, you know, I'm just super excited to get into this environment.
Noah Fernandes ready to go here at Rutgers. Noah, best of luck this season.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it.